Children will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 if the population here is to achieve herd immunity against the more transmittable Delta strain of the virus, according to the HSE. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee, it says, will have to weigh up the benefit of mass inoculation of children against any potential threat from the vaccine. The HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, said yesterday that herd immunity would now need up to 90% of the population to be vaccinated. We can talk to Dr. Cleanani Kiali, who is consultant in inclusion health and infectious diseases and an associate professor at the Department of Clinical Medicine in Trinity College Dublin. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Kiali, and thank you once again for talking to us.
Thank you.
Now, what is your view in relation to this issue of extending vaccination to children? The benefits, I think, are fairly clear in terms of population immunity, but what are the risks, if any?
So I suppose, first of all, there are benefits to the children themselves. So somewhere between 5 and 10% of children that get COVID get this thing called long COVID, which can be really disabling and can limit children in terms of their school.
Oh, I think we may have lost Cleanani Kiali, have we? We'll try and re-establish that link. Let's go back now to Dr. Cleanani Kiali. I think we've re-established contact with you there, Cleanani. You
can hear me. We have indeed. Yes. Okay. Thanks for your patience.
Apologies for that. You were making the point before we lost you there that there are benefits of immunisation extending it to children for actually a cohort of children themselves directly.
Yeah, for the children themselves. So 5 to 10% of children who get COVID get what's called long COVID. This can be really disabling. You know, the kids can be feeling really sick for long periods of time, unable to do their sports, unable to do their activities, and 5 to 10% is a significant proportion. And then there's a much smaller number of children who, when they get COVID, will get really unwell and will require ICU admission. So both of those things are preventable by vaccinating the children. So benefits to the children themselves of being vaccinated. And then there are benefits to the population as a whole. So we know we do this for rubella, for example, already. So when kids get vaccinated against rubella, it's not actually to protect them. Rubella is a mild infection in children. It's to prevent them infecting a pregnant woman, so usually their mom. If she is pregnant with a little brother or sister, if they bring home rubella, that can cause congenital abnormalities in the baby. So we already vaccinate kids against rubella in order to get that population benefit.
So how young might we go with vaccination in order to get those and the kind of herd immunity benefits that the HSE has been talking about?
Well, I suppose, like everything in COVID, it changes every 2 minutes as new variants emerge and new evidence emerges. But if we're talking about 90% of the population, and I think in Ireland we still have a relatively young population, we'd probably certainly be talking about going below 12 years of age into primary school-aged children.
And in the UK, they're going to offer the vaccine to children over 12, and then below that, those who are at higher risk. What's the case for that, or would you advocate a blanket immunisation programme?
Well, I mean, I'll leave that up to NIAC to do all the sums for Ireland and to make the final decision. But I think there are benefits. You know, younger children as well can get severely unwell or could get long COVID. And it's important to remember that children are usually living with a family. And some of those family members may have conditions like, for example, cancer or certain immune deficiencies that mean that the COVID vaccine doesn't work for them, for those adults. And they're very much at risk of getting severely unwell. And I know from friends who've been in that situation, it's very difficult then because you're sending your child out to school or keeping them at home, either way being very worried about that being a potential route, into your household, which otherwise you can kind of protect and shield. So in those cases, it would be really beneficial to have that option.
Well, it's something we're going to be talking about, it seems, over the next number of weeks anyway, before NIAC makes its decision. But we'll leave it there for the moment. Dr. Cleanani Kiali, thank you very much for that.